Cindy, I'll pass it to you.
Okay, we're just about ready to get started. We've got both teams on the floor. I believe that the possession arrow is to Skagway, so they're going to be inbounding. I've been known to be wrong before, but not this time. Donovan Henson just about to get the ball. He's looking for somebody open. He finds Ethan, who's going to dribble in, gets it over to Zach. Zach's going to take it up to the top of the key, little pick and roll over to Donovan, but there's nothing there. Tried to find Dominique inside. He passes out to Ethan, makes a couple little ball fakes. He puts one up and in for two. So quick score there by Ethan Goble. That makes the score 18-17. Skagway with a one-point lead, putting on some three-quarter court pressure. Cakes trying to get the ball across half court, and it's batted away by Donovan, and Skagway gets that steal. He gets it over to Trevor. They're going to set the offense up. They've got Donovan there at the high post. He finds Dominique over by the three-point line. He kicks it out to Ethan, back to Dominique, over to Zach. He's going to make a move to the basket. He pulls up for a little jumper. He puts that one in. So four quick points for Skagway, 20-17 now. Skagway with the lead. Skylar Copsey tries to get it over to Jackson. He had to hustle to recover, but he did. He's double-teamed by Skagway. He gets it out to Copsey at the top of the key. He puts it up for two and no good. Scrambling for the rebound. It's tied up, so that's a jump ball. It's going to be Cake's ball.
Dominique got right in there. There were three Cake players and one white uniform.
Cake inbounds to Benham. He's not sure where he's going to go. He gets it over to Jackson, to Copsey, but then Dominique takes it away. He's going to go all the way to the other end of the court, puts it up and in. Finally, a made layup. Cake to inbound. They're having trouble with Skagway's defense. Zach knocks it out. So we've got 6 minutes, 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Skagway with 22, Cake with 17. Cake inbounds to Copsey at the top of the key. They're going to set up their offense over to Aceveda. He finds Benham. Gets it into Jackson down low. It's kind of batted away by Donovan, but Jackson recovers. He puts it up for two. No good. Zach with the rebound. A little bit of pressure by Cake. Zach gets it over to Ethan. Ethan's going to make a move to the basket. He kicks it out to Dominique, who's open. He puts it up for two, but that's no good off the back of the rim. But Ethan with the rebound, put back. No good. Rebound. Jackson, Cake to Copsey. He gets more down the other end of the court. He's going to make a move, but our defense got there pretty quickly. He kicks it out to Copsey. Up to Jackson, over to Aceveda. He's going to make a move to the hoop. He finds Moore. Puts it up for two. No good. Donovan goes up for the rebound, and he's fouled by Aceveda.
That's Baltimore Aceveda's third personal foul.
So Cake's got three players with three fouls each. Hopefully that bodes well for Skagway. Donovan inbounds to Dominique. He dribbles by a couple of Cake players. He finds Ethan, who makes a little move to the basket. He tries to pass it to Dominique, but it goes right to his feet and through his legs. Cake ends up with the recovery. They're trying to get past half court. Nice pressure by Dominique. Jackson gets it across half court over to Benham. He puts it up for three. No good. Ethan with the rebound. It's tapped away by Cake. Donovan tried to recover, but Cake with the ball. Timeout. Looks like timeout. Cake recovered the ball, and they call a quick timeout.
We've got a score of 22-17.
Lots of action coming into this half, which is good to see. Skagway needed to get a little something going. 6 points right off the bat. Right? Six? Is that good math?
That's excellent math, Moody. Ethan has 9 points for Skagway.
So Skagway with a 5-point lead, 5 minutes, 24 seconds left in the third quarter. Cake's going to inbound on the sideline. Gets it in to Skylar Copsey. He's going to take it up to the top of the key, set up the offense, out to Aceveda. Finds Benham in the corner to Jackson down low. He makes a little ball fake. It's taken away by Trevor, tapped over to Ethan. Ethan doesn't make a great pass. There's just a lot of fumbling around with the ball. Skyway finally recovers over to Ethan. He's going to get it across half court. He beats Benham, makes a little move to the basket, kicks it out to Zach, who puts it up for two, and that's in. Zach has already scored more points this game than he has in any of the all-region tournaments he's been in combined. So he's having a really good game so far. Cake with a fast break. They put it up and in for two. 4 minutes, 45 seconds left in the third quarter, 24-19, Skagway with the lead. Ethan's got the ball, makes a move to the basket, kicks it out to Donovan, who's going to make a move to the basket himself. He dribbles around a couple Cake players and up and in. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. They get it to Aceveda down past half court. He makes a move through a couple of Skagway defenders. He puts it up and in. Donovan inbounds to Zach, gets it back to Donovan. He's guarded by Jackson and then Moore, and then tries to pass through a Cake player, and that doesn't really work very well, so he ends up getting the ball. Benham with the steal there, and then Zach taps it away out of bounds. So Cake is going to inbound at the baseline under their own basket. Moore with the ball, looking for somebody open. He finds
the loose ball.
Yep. Thanks, Becky.
Cake ends up with it. Trevor does a steal.
He's going all the way to the basket. He puts it up and in. That was an ugly shot, but I guess we'll take it. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left, 28-21, Skagway with the lead. Jackson had the ball, and then it was tipped away by Skagway. Donovan with the ball. He's going to pull up and wait for his offense to show up. He just didn't have the numbers. Trevor with the ball at the top of the key, looking to set up some offense. He's heavily guarded by Aceveda. He's getting mugged. He gets it over to Ethan, who's in the corner. He has a nice little ball fake. Moves around his defender, tries to lay it up, and it's no good. Layups are hard.
They baseball, Cake baseballs down the court. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't agree with that call. They say it was out on Donovan, but I'm pretty sure Cake tapped it out.
They get it to Aceveda at the top of the key. He puts one up for three. It's no good. Donovan gets in there for the rebound, and it's tied up with Benham, so that's a jump ball. That should be Skagway ball. Skagway's coming out with a little bit more fight this half, so that's good to see. Donovan's going to inbound at the baseline under the Cake basket, looks and finds Trevor open.
Ethan is down low. He is fouled, though.
By Aceveda. That is his fourth foul. Cake making a substitution.
Aceveda did not like that call.
So Cake with a couple of substitutions, they have to take Aceveda out because he's in foul trouble, so they're going to save him for a little bit later. Donovan's going to inbound on the sideline. He finds Dominique under the basket. He pulls up for a little jumper. No good. Got nothing there. Skylar Copsey with the rebound. He gets it across half court, heavily guarded by Ethan. That's good hustle by Ethan. He taps the ball away and out of bounds. So Cake is going to inbound on the sideline on the far side of the court. Number 22 to inbound. Finds Copsey. He's going to take it up to the top of the key to set something up. Over to 22. He takes a shot from three. No good. Donovan Henson with the rebound. He's trying to dribble out. He's taking it all the way to the under end of the court. Makes a move for a layup. No good. Dominique fighting for the rebound, but he just couldn't quite get it. Cake was in there, too, with three or four players. Cake with the ball, tapped away by Skagway, recovered by Trevor. He's going to fast break, but he kicks it out because all the Cake players were there. Kicks it out to Zach, who puts it up for three. No good. Ethan gets in for the rebound. Nice rebound by Ethan. Kicks it out to Trevor. He goes up for three, and that's no good. Cake finally with the rebound here. Copsey with the ball. Oh, he tries to pass to a player who wasn't ready. Zach was, though. He got the steal there. He kicks it over to Dominique, back to Zach, over to Ethan, who finds Trevor. Little ball fake, and he gets one up. Trevor has a tendency to do this little layup thing where he tries to flip the ball out from under his waist, and it's just not really effective. And he tried that again. The ball was tapped out of bounds by Skagway there trying to get the rebound. So Cake to inbound. Skagway with their three-quarter court pressure. Copsey with the ball over to Moore. Back to Copsey. He gets through a couple of Skagway defenders. Donovan with a nice steal. He's going to take the ball all the way up to the basket. He's fouled, and he puts the shot up and in. So Donovan with a chance for a three-point play. 1 minute, 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Skagway with 30. Cake 21, Donovan with a chance to make it 31-21 and a 10-point lead.
And that was on Sterling Moore, I believe, and that's going to be his fourth personal foul. Cake has two players with four personal fouls. They are going to make a substitution.
Donovan with the ball. Up, and that one's good. Donovan with a three-point play. Skagway now with a 10-point lead, 31-21, 1 minute 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Cake has three of their bench players in right now because their starters are getting themselves into foul trouble. And Dominique with a nice steal in the backcourt. That press has really become effective for them. Zach puts it up, and it's no good. Cake with the rebound. They're getting it across half court. They've got somebody down low, but they don't find him. Copsey with the ball. They're going to set that offense up. Dominique guarding Copsey pretty tightly. He makes a move over to the three-point line to number 22. He puts one up, and that's no good. Cake with the rebound. Jackson puts it up and in for two. Donovan to inbound to Zach. Zach's going to make a move. He tries to find Donovan down low, but there were two Cake players on him, so Cake intercepts that ball. Donovan with a little bit of pressure on Cake in the backcourt. They get it across half court. And he tries to pass to Copsey, but Dominique got his hands on it. That's good grammar. Anyway, he tapped it out of bounds, so that's going to be Cake ball on the sideline. 1 minute, 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Skagway 31, Cake 23. They inbound to Copsey, back to 22. I still don't know that guy's name.
That's Simon Friday.
I did know that. Cake's passing the ball around, trying to make something happen. Skagway with great defense. Number 34 puts the ball up. No good. Defense. Ugh. Donovan with the rebound. Over to Ethan. He tries to get the ball. Well, he's making a move to the basket, but he's fouled. Donovan inbounds to Trevor. Trevor's at the top of the key. Tries to make a move. Gets it out to Dominique. Gets it to Zach. Little ball fake. Puts one up. No good. It's blocked by Cake. Donovan tries to get the rebound, but there's a bunch of Cake players around. Cake ends up with the rebound, but Zach gets his hands on it, tips it out of bounds. So it's going to be Cake ball on the sideline by the Cake bench. Number 24 to inbound. He gets it to Copsey. Over to 22, Friday. Number 34 puts that ball up for two. That bounces around the rim and no good. Dominique with the rebound. He's going to take it all the way down the court. He puts the ball up and in. 2 points for Dominique. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. 33-23. Skagway with the lead. Cake trying to break that Skagway press, and they pass the ball out of bounds. Donovan's going to inbound in the backcourt. He gets it into Zip. Cake was trying to make a substitution, and the referees just went a little too fast. So they stopped the clock here, make a substitution. They put Benham back in the game. Donovan to inbound to Trevor. Not too much pressure by Cake, a little bit. Trevor gets it across half court, calling the play. He finds Ethan in the corner. Little ball fake by Ethan, and he's fouled by number 24.
Sean Jackson Gamble. I believe that's his second personal foul.
So 4 seconds left in the third quarter, 33-23. Skagway with a 10-point lead. No fouls for Skagway this half so far. Trevor tries to find Zach. It gets batted away back to Trevor, and he just kind of throws one up, hoping it'll go in, but it's kind of close. He misses. So that's the end of the third quarter. Skagway with a 10-point lead, 33-23. Skagway with no team fouls this half. Cake's got five.
They have two players with four. Sterling Moore has four, and Baldomero Acevedo has four. On the Skagway side, Donovan Henson has one, Ethan Goble has two, and Trevor Cox has one.
Skagway looking a lot better this half. They were just a little bit, I don't know, I think they just had, you know, tournament jitters that first half. They were not playing quite as aggressively as they're used to playing. They weren't making layups, but they're pretty difficult. Cake was having the same issue, but they've come back strong this half. They look good. Possession arrows going to Skagway, so they're going to inbound for the start of the fourth quarter here. They're going to inbound at half court.
And Cake does have Sterling Moore and Baldomero Acevedo out of the game still.
Zach Wassman gets that inbound. He makes a move to the basket, and he just kind of tries to shoot over a couple Cake players, and that's no good. Cake with the rebound. We're putting some pressure on in the full court. Cake manages to get the ball across half court. They're going to get something set up. Number 34. I know I should know that guy's name, too.
Kyle Bean.
Cake's just going to pass around. They find the high post. He puts the ball up from the free throw line, and that's no good. Cake with the rebound. That's Benham. And Zach's getting just a little too close there. He's called for a foul. It's on the ground.
His first personal foul.
So Cake is going to inbound at the baseline under their own basket. And they find Jackson wide open down in the corner. He puts one up. It's no good. Dean with the rebound. He puts one up, and that's no good. And Jackson with the rebound, and he dribbles it back out to the top of the key. He finds Benham, makes a little ball fake move to the basket, and it gets taken away by Skagway. Donovan with the ball, gets it to Zach, still in the backcourt, finds Trevor down low. He's got two on him. He tries to find Dominique, who is almost open underneath the basket, but Kate gets there and puts the ball out of bounds. That was a good look. So Donovan's going to inbound at the baseline under Skagway basket. He finds Dominique out beyond the three-point line, but he dribbles it off his foot. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Cake inbounds, still with a three-quarter court pressure by Skagway to Simon Friday. Oh, and they try to find Dean, who was almost open under their basket. It could have been a good play if it was a good pass, but Dean loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. So Donovan to inbound under the Cake basket. Cake putting on the full court pressure. Gets it to Zach. Taking it easy up the court, finds Dominique. He pulls up for two. No good. Ethan with the rebound and the putback. So 2 points for Ethan. 6 minutes, 45 seconds left. 35-23, Skagway with a 12-point lead. Cake gets through that three-quarter court press. Benham with the ball beyond the three-point line. Finds Jackson down low, who tries to make a move to the basket. He puts one up, nothing off the back of the rim. Cake with the rebound. Doesn't really know where to go, that he kicks it back out beyond the three-point line at the top of the key. Benham makes a move to the basket, and he's fouled by Zach. It's probably a foul on the shot. So Benham is going to go to the line for two free throws. 6 minutes, 21 seconds left in the game. Skagway with a 12-point lead. Oh, hang on.
It's on the ground. They're going to call that on the ground. Oh, no, they're not. These referees need to communicate.
They're keeping us on our toes.
Benham is at the line for two. He is going to be shooting two. And he misses his first one.
I'm glad somebody's paying attention. Benham gets the ball for free throw number two. It's up off the front of the rim. Oh, and Cake, it was on its way out. Cake taps it back to their own player. He makes a bad pass. Everybody's scrambling around for the ball. Jackson recovers, and he tries to pass to Benham, and Dominique knocks it out of bounds. So Benham is going to inbound. He gets it to Friday, over to Dean. He makes a move to the basket, hucks it up, and it's no good. Rebound Jackson. He puts it up and in, and he's also fouled.
That's a foul on Donovan Henson. That's his second personal foul.
So 6 minutes left in the game, 35-25, Skagway with a 10-point lead. They're going to put Baldomero Acevedo back in the game. He's one of their best offensive players, so I think they're just realizing they need to get some points on the board. First, That free throw is up and no good off the front of the rim. Ethan with the rebound gets it to Donovan, who's just going to take it all the way up the court. He's got three cake players down there. He makes a couple moves. He puts the ball up. It's no good. Baldomero Acevedo with the rebound. He's going to take it all the way up, right off the backboard. No good. Zach with the rebound. Acevedo's skating on thin ice there. He's playing some tough defense. Ethan with the ball. Over to Donovan. Finds wide open Dominique with an open lane to the basket.
And he's fouled by Friday.
Yeah, he puts it up. No good. Looks like he's got an upper thigh injury. So Dominique is going to go to the line for two. 5 minutes, 35 seconds left in the game. Free throw number one is up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Dominique gets the ball for free throw number two. It's up, and that one's off the back of the rim. Ethan almost with the rebound, but he was over one of the Cake players' back, and he just couldn't hang on. So Cake with the rebound. They get it across half court. No pressure by Skagway. Benham, oh, not sure about that one, but Benham makes a move to the basket. Three Skagway players there. That's Zach's fourth foul.
That's Zach's third personal foul.
Sorry, good. I'm glad I'm wrong on that one. So he goes to the line for two. It was a blocking foul on the shot. First one goes up off the front of the rim. No good. Layups and free throws.
Skylar Kopsky's back in the game for Simon Friday.
Benham gets the ball for free throw number two. That one's up, and that one's in. Nothing but net. 5 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game. 35-26, Skagway with the lead. Cake putting on some pressure in the backcourt. Donovan gets it to Dominique across half court. He's guarded heavily by Benham. Over to Ethan. A little ball fake by Ethan. Almost had Dominique down by the basket, but a few Cake players in between him, so he couldn't quite get it there. There's a scramble for the ball. I think they're going to call jump ball. Even though Cake had possession, is rolling around on the ground. So Cake is to inbound right in front of Skagway's bench to Copsey. Pressure by Skagway. Over to Benham. He gets it across half court. He makes a move to the basket, tries to lay it up and in. It's no good. Acevedo with the rebound. He puts one up for three, and that's nothing but net. 3 points for Baldomero Acevedo. 4 minutes, 45 seconds left in the game, 35-29. Donovan getting the ball across half court. He gets it to Trevor. Out to Ethan. He makes a little ball fake. Donovan Henson looks at a three, but then pulls up, and he makes a move to the basket, and that goes around the rim and out. Cake with the rebound. Cops, he gets it across half court, finds Baldomero Acevedo, who finds Benham under the basket.
They're going to call that on Zach. That's Zach's fourth personal foul.
And Coach Fielding looking for a timeout here. Skagway just seems to be losing a little bit of focus. They're not really taking good care of the ball. So hopefully they can go into this timeout, take a minute to breathe.
We have 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Panthers 35, Cake T-Birds 29. Acevedo's on the line. And his first basket is good. Acevedo has the ball for a second shot, and it is up and No good. Donovan Henson with the rebound. He passes off to Trevor, who is being guarded heavily by Cake. Back to Donovan. Back to Trevor. Trevor puts it up for two. That's 37-30. Cake throws it down the court, and Donovan intercepts that pass and gets it off to Donovan, or Dominique, who then passes to Ethan, who shoots, and Cake gets the rebound. Cake is down the court. And they are called for a travel. Cake is. Gagway ball.
Donovan inbounds to Ethan. Ethan's guarded by Copsey. He needs to get it across half court. He gets it over to Donovan, who gets it across half court. Over to Trevor. He's trying to beat Baldomero to the basket. He pulls up, puts it up for two. No good. Rebound Jackson. He kicks it over to Baldomero. Elisabeta is going to make a move to the bucket. He pulls up because there's too many Skagway defenders. Kicks it out to Benham. Double teamed by Dominique and Trevor. Over to Copsey. Over to Aceveda. Over to Benham. Skagway is good defense. Aceveda up for three, and that's good. 3 minutes left in the game, 37-33. Skagway with a four-point lead. He gets it into Ethan, back to Donovan. Tries to find Dominique. Cake almost intercepted that pass, but it went out of bounds. So that's out of bounds on Cake. Skagway inbounding on the sideline. Donovan with the ball, looking for somebody open. He finds Zach, who's guarded by Dean. And Zach gets it over to Ethan. A little ball fake by Ethan. He pulls up and puts it up for two. No good off the side of the rim. Rebounded by Benham. He's trying to find somewhere to go. He's guarded by Dominique. Gets it over to Copsey. He gets it across half court. He's at the top of the key, hoping for that offense to set up. Over to Copsey. Aceveda to Copsey. Aceveda. He's open for three. He puts it up, and that's in. So we now have a one-point ball game, 2 minutes, 20 seconds left, 37-36, one-point lead for Skagway. We need to make something happen on offense here. Ethan with the ball, he gets it to Zach. And then finds Trevor, who's down low, gets it out to Ethan beyond the three-point line. He's pretty open, he puts it up and in for three. Ethan's got a nice little shot from three-point land. So 40-36, 1 minute, 53 seconds left. Cake can't get through that Skagway press, and they pass the ball out of bounds, so it's going to be Skagway ball in the backcourt on the sideline. 1 minute, 51 seconds left, 40-36, Skagway with a four-point lead.
Cake has six. Okay, there, they got the guy off the floor. They had six players for just a second there.
Donovan trying to inbound, looking for somebody open. He finds Ethan on the other side of the court, who's tightly guarded by Simon Friday. He tries to get it to Zach, and it's kicked out of bounds by Dean, right?
Yes. There's 1 minute, 46 seconds left on the clock.
Donovan inbounding at the baseline by Cake's basket, trying to find somebody open. He almost finds Trevor, but it's knocked out of bounds by Aceveda. So still Skagway ball. And we've got a timeout called by Skagway. It's a full timeout. Lots of excitement here in the second half. Cake's definitely coming out with their bench players are coming in with a lot of energy, playing some good defense, creating some turnovers. But after that timeout, Skagway came out with a lot more composure, so that timeout was great. Skagway with 40, Cake with 36. Cake with six team fouls this half, so if they foul one more time, Skagway's in the bonus. Hopefully we can make some free throws if they start fouling. Skagway with five team fouls, so we've got one more to give. Donovan's going to inbound at the baseline under Cake's basket. Cake putting on the full court pressure man-to-man. Donovan finds Ethan, who's tightly guarded by Friday. They find Dominique. They've gotten across half court. Over to Trevor. I'm not sure who he was trying to pass to there. There's nobody but Cake, but they batted away. Trevor recovered, and then he went up for a shot and was fouled. And that foul was on the shot, so Trevor's going to go to the line for two shots. Gets the ball for shot number one. Puts that one up, off the side of the rim, and out. 1 minute, 35 seconds left in this game. Skagway with a four-point lead. Trevor hoping to make it five. Free throw number two coming up. Up. And that one's good. Skagway still continuing to put on that three-quarter court pressure. Dean, they passed all the way down to Dean. He puts it up, no good. Jackson with the rebound over to Aceveda, over to Benham, back to Aceveda. Nice defense by Skagway. Aceveda is open beyond three. He puts it up, no good. Ethan with the rebound. Tries to find somebody. Didn't quite look where he was passing at, but Donovan was able to get that rebound, and Donovan calls a timeout. 1 minute, 9 seconds left. Skagway 41, Cake 36. 1 minute left in this game. Hoping the Skagway can take care of that ball for this last minute. We had some really close games in Yakutat, and they were in situations just like this, so hopefully they learned and practiced this situation. Donovan's going to inbound at the baseline. He gets it to Trevor, over to Donovan, to Dominique. That was an uncomfortable pass for me, but Dominique got the ball. He gets Ethan in the corner. Nice little ball fake by Ethan. He tries to move around Simon Friday, but can't quite keep control of the ball. Looks like there was some contact down there. Ethan wanted the foul call, but didn't get it. So Cake is going to inbound at the baseline under the Skagway basket. Three-quarter court pressure by Skagway. Benham with the ball. Aceveda. To Benham. Oh, and tapped away by Donovan. He gets the ball. He's all alone down under the Skagway basket, and he makes the layup. No, he does not. He's fouled. It was a pretty hard foul. He had kind of a wonky position. Fouls on number 32, Greg Benham. Donovan just needs a minute to take a breath. He's going to go up for two free throws. 45 seconds left. Donovan with the ball for free throw number one. It's up and off the back of the rim. 41-36, Skagway with a five-point lead. Donovan with the ball for free throw number two, hoping to make it a six-point lead. And he doesn't. It's off the back of the rim, but Dominique gets the rebound. They're going to run that clock. Trevor with the ball at the top of the key. They don't need to be in a hurry. Over to Dominique. He dribbles around, tightly guarded by Benham, and he's fouled. Benham just fouled him to stop the clock. So Dominique's going to go to the line for 1-1. Dominique's a good free throw shooter. Nobody's been really consistent with free throws in this game on either side of the court. So Dominique gets the ball for the first one. He puts that one up, off the front of the rim, and out. Simon Friday with the rebound, and Kate calls a timeout. 30 seconds left. It's a two-possession ball game right now. Skagway has a five-point lead, 41-36. Next foul committed by Cake puts Skagway in the double bonus. Cake is down there drawing up a play. If I had to guess, I'd say they're going to look for Aceveda for a three. What do you think, Becky?
Yeah, Aceveda has been left alone underneath the basket a couple of times, too. So I think they are going to look to him. Baltimore Aceveda has scored 24 of Cake's points tonight. So I would say yes, they are going to be looking for him.
I'm glad we agree.
We could be completely wrong.
Been known to happen. And both teams take the floor. Cake is going to inbound on the sideline in the backcourt. Dean with the ball. Zach is guarding Dean. The pressure by Skagway is man-to-man right now. Benham with the ball, Dominique guarding him. Zach tries to get in there. Glad he didn't foul. And looky there, Aceveda. He's guarded tightly by Ethan, who almost bats the ball away. Aceveda with the ball. Cake's taking a lot more time than they have. Friday goes up for three and no good. And Donovan goes in and gets the rebound, and Aceveda gets an over-the-back call. So that fouls him out. And Donovan's going to go to the line for two because we are now in the double bonus. Donovan Henson with the bright green shoes goes to the line. He's taking a couple deep breaths. 13 seconds left in the game. 41-36, Skagway with the lead. Skagway still with one foul to give. Donovan gets the ball for free throw number one. Puts that one up. And that's good. Nothing but net for Donovan. 42-36. Donovan with free throw number two. This one's up. And that one's good, too. So 43-36, 13.7 seconds left. Cake's got the ball. Skagway still putting the pressure on in the backcourt. Benham with the ball. He gets it across half court, guarded by Dominique. And Benham gets by. I'm not sure where the contact occurred here. I think they're going to call that one on Donovan. But Benham drove to the basket by Zach and then puts the ball up and in. So the shot was good, and he was fouled by Donovan. So Benham is at the line for one. And that's off the back of the rim. No good. 3 seconds left. Dominique tries to get the rebound. Oh, and he does. So that's the end of the game. That was a really good game. Skagway had a great second half. So the final score, Skagway 43, Cake 38.